Let's bring in the man who had the scoop, Shai Davidi of Sportsnet.ca. Shai, thank you so much for joining us, and thank you for taking off your Olympic hat for a few seconds here. Nice job in the story. It's kind of what I think. Now, I know MLB Trade Rumors was predicting a little less, but when you sat and looked at the numbers and looked at what Donaldson made and looked at the increase he was likely to get, $23 million is kind of what you expect, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I think the general consensus had been that the number was a little bit on the MLB TR number was a little bit light, and that he was probably going to be upwards of that. Now, whether it was 22.5, 23, 24, that was the subject of some debate. But you know, there was a point this morning where there was a thought that these two sides might end up in a hearing. But obviously they found a number that works for both sides. And what's next for Josh Donaldson now becomes a bit more of an issue. Is this a 1 year and the sides leave it at that, or do they try to look at something a little bit more and extend things?
I was going to ask you about that. The fact that they were able to settle and not go to a hearing, the optimists out there, the Blue Jays fans who, you know, like myself, who want Josh Donaldson around for a few more years, preferably 3 or 4 more years, might look at this and go, okay, well, at least there's no animosity here. They got a deal done. Maybe it can provide a framework. You've kind of got a starting point when you, at least as far as next year's salary goes. But of course, the pessimists, Shai, but more likely the realists are saying, you know, yeah, this just kind of gets everything out of the way and allows both sides to sort of continue quietly preparing for what the future holds for both of them. Where do you stand on that? It can't be a bad sign, can it? But is it necessarily as good a sign as I might think or other people might think it is?
Well, right now, I don't know that we could answer that definitively. I think clearly going to putting yourself in a situation for another arbitration hearing for Josh Donaldson. He's already been through one hearing, and they avoided a second one with the 2-year deal that expired just this past at the end of this past season. So, you know, putting yourself in a position where you can end up in a hearing room once again, that wouldn't have been, I don't think that would have boded very well at all for the relationship. So there's the benefit there. But beyond that, you know, what are Josh Donaldson's longer term expectations, and what are the Blue Jays comfortable with at that point? That's where the crux of this lies. And, you know, so I think this is in isolation to that. But, you know, this sometimes what happens is that you get a 1-year deal done in arbitration. There's a bit of a pressure. I don't know this for a fact, but I'd imagine there would have been at least some sort of at least cursory examination of a potential longer term deal. Mm-hmm. And, you know, maybe that forms the basis of some talks that occur between now and spring training when some of the Blue Jays' other business gets done.
Yeah, that would be my most positive takeaway from it is you've got to think that both sides, you'd hope that both sides probably have a better understanding now of where each other can go. What does this do to our best guess, Shai, to the amount of money the Blue Jays now have to play with as, you know, we await the unraveling of this painfully slow free agent market?
Well, I think that we're going to have to wait to see where the other arbitration awards end up because, you know, we've been working on sort of these arbitration projections or working with these arbitration projections for the 9 players, and some of them have come in right in line with what some of the guesses were. This one's a bit higher, so that would eat into some of the available money. But my sense was that they'd be roughly in the neighborhood of $20 million before with some projections. This may eat a little bit into that because it's gone, at least this one salary in Donaldson's case, has gone a bit beyond the first projections. But they're, again, somebody else might come in a bit lighter or something like that before 1 o'clock. So there could still see some changes there.
Is there any thought in your mind, like, is there any possibility of a multi-year contract for any of these ARB guys, do you think?
Right now, I don't know, really. It's possible. I mean, it would make sense for the Blue Jays to explore that with Marcus Stroman, maybe even make sense for them to explore it with Aaron Sanchez.
Right.
But, you know, they may not have the time to get it done. I think if you look at the volume of cases, obviously the Blue Jays will still be paying attention to what's going on in the both the trade and the free agent markets as well. And there's only so many resources you have to pull something like that off. So I would think that, again, those would be things that could potentially be on the radar for the Blue Jays, you know, sort of February into mid-March sort of a time frame where things slow down a little bit and, you know, most of the free agent business and the trade business should have already taken place.
Shai, we're going to let you run. Really appreciate you joining us on the spur of the moment. Again, good work in this story. And, well, hopefully we'll talk to you before you head out to the Olympics.
I'm
enjoying
sure
your stuff. But, yeah, thanks again for doing this, man.
Yeah, you got it, dude. Talk to you soon.